O'Connor Drive on Hot FM.
Autumn's here. Before we know it, winter will be here. We see already the temperatures. We talk about this every day. Changing. Mornings are nice and chilly. Rain expected by Friday, and it's the first little taste again of winter we get. Not much rain falling, but that's a change of seasons.
It's coming. It's coming, guys.
Yep. Time confined during lockdown. Perfect opportunity maybe to start prepping our homes for the coming colder, wetter weather after months of, obviously, of loads of sunshine. There's like one or two things around the house. These extremes plus general wear and tear requires you to be prepared. Now, CEO of Bright's Hardware, Orlando Lewis, joins us on the line. Good day, sir. How are you?
Good day, Ryan. Thank you for having me.
Orlando, all the best to talk to you. Listen, first of all, I just want to say just a huge thanks to you and all your employees for being on the very front line. It was always going to be somebody who had to do it first and open up their doors first, and you guys were right there from almost the beginning. So just a huge thanks to you and all your staff for the sacrifices.
No, great. So we would love to be of service to our customers at all times. So we're always ready.
And obviously, I mean, people that are still concerned, and they're going to be for a long, long time. There's so many great measures in place. I mean, I've got a Bright's within a couple of hundred meters from my house, and there's always concerns about, you know, well, what happens when we approach the store? What safety measures are in place? But I mean, you guys, like I said, were there from the very beginning. So there's a lot of things in place to ensure that obviously clients are safe at all time.
Yeah, definitely. From the social distancing as you come to the stores,
yes.
Even on the outside where you view, we are ensuring that we've got signage up and maintaining that 1.5 meter social distancing outside. Then at most front ends of the stores, there are security personnel to spray sanitizer, as well as to ensure that all masks and shields are worn accordingly, and to ensure the numbers also in the stores are not exceeding the numbers that are proposed.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're doing at the entrance.
And, you know, I've got to say that the morale inside the stores, well, mine particularly, I mean, it's great. Everyone's positive. Everyone's upbeat. Everyone's obviously keeping their distances. But there's so much positivity amongst
nice vibe,
the staff.
Yeah.
Very nice vibe in the store, which is always nice to have you. You're kind of concerned about, you know, how people are going to be reacting when you go inside a store. But it's nice to see that the staff morale is very, very high inside the store. And stores, and not just my one, but I think all the Bright stores. Listen, we obviously have a big job ahead of us. Tackling our homes, and as our president, hopefully, well, we don't know tonight if he's going to lift more lockdown regulations, but more and more people will start streaming inside your stores and possibly many others as well as we approach winter. What, and I think from your side, do you see the most in terms of people coming to do a bit of DIY at the moment? Is there anything specific that people are looking for when they come into the store these days?
Yes, definitely. Well, the lockdown was on. The biggest requirement was plumbing issues, and
yes.
They had to solve a lot of repairs and maintenance that occurred, burst pipes, electrical issues. So those electrical and plumbing were the main ones. But I think since the lockdown has been more released to hardware stores, paint and renovation has become a big thing. Repairing of roofs, seeing to gutters, coating of surfaces, maybe timber that's going to be exposed in the weather. All these things are being really looked at. So a lot to do with paint and preparing for winter is really the talk of the day at the moment.
Absolutely. I mean, people don't realize, a lot of people talk about wood surfaces and kind of getting wood ready for winter, but people need to maintain concrete surfaces like concrete patios and walkways as well.
Yes, definitely. A good test that you can do there is just by putting water actually onto the surface and seeing if the water absorbs into the surface or whether that actually dams. Even dams is actually a good thing, which is an indication that the concrete is sealed and nothing is penetrating through the concrete, which could cause your foundation under that thing to maybe sag and so on. But if it is sealed properly, then you will end up with damming, or hopefully there's a runoff on that concrete, and therefore the water will run away and it won't seep through the concrete and go into the foundations, which is so important.
See, that's interesting, eh? See, you don't think about that. You think about just
one clever way to do it as
absolutely.
Well, yeah.
Now, I've got to ask you, Orlando, are customers able to take their shopping experience online? What options are available to them in that online space?
Yes, we do have a look. Our online store has been operational now for a good few years.
Yes.
It's limited to products that are of a larger dimensions. And, you know, the smaller things we don't really put on, like a drawer, but you would not really put onto the online.
Yeah.
But the larger items are available. About 7,000 items available online out of 50,000 possible stock items that we have in our full range. And we are growing that monthly to try and increase that range. But at the moment, it's mainly the larger items that people would buy online. When it comes to the smaller maintaining of items, they have a tendency to rather want to come in store and collect those items rather than sitting with online collection and delivery. But any other kind of requirement that anybody has they could always WhatsApp us or email us requirements where we could then put an order together for a client and have it delivered to their home as a delivery service.
Brilliant.
We are ready for that. So they don't have to really concentrate on doing it online, but rather communicate with stores or communicate on our Brights at Brights link, and therefore we would be able to meet the needs, prepare quotations, and have the goods delivered to their home directly instead of them having to come out to our stores.
Oh, that's brilliant. That is brilliant. I've got to tell you, if I need to know if you've got stock of anything, I don't need to phone your store. I've got to ask my wife, and I'll tell you why. She goes to the shop. She says she's going to go buy stuff at the shop, but I know secretly she spends a lot of time inside Bright's store because if I say to her, honey, I'm looking for a battery, or I'm looking for, she'll go third aisle. As you come into the Bright's, you'll see the second of the aisle that's got there. Just walk down there about halfway, just towards the bottom shelf, you'll find those there. I'm like, what? And honey, and then I also need some, no, you go to the back, you go all the way through to the back, and then the pool section there, just if you look down low, there's a bottle. I'm like, how do you know this?
Yeah. Ask for David.
Orlando, it's not even a word of a lie, I can promise you. But that's the great thing about it is that you comprehensively have people covered. And I think that's the most important thing. If you're looking for something and you scratch your head because you don't know where to find it, Brights will have it. I can promise you that much. To you and all your staff, just thanks again for all the great work, being at the very front line of being a store that's open and serving the people. And we wish you everything of the best with health-wise and safety-wise. And again, thanks for your time this afternoon.
No, thank you, Ryan, for having me. It's really a pleasure to provide any customers any kind of information. By all means, they can always email us on our website. You'll find the various email addresses, and we are able to provide technical advice and any kind of additional information that they need to meet their needs. We are ready to serve.
I love it. Thank you very much. The CEO of Brights, ladies and gents, Mr. Orlando Lewis, thanks so much for chatting to us this afternoon, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Ciao. Take care.
Moving faster than traffic with the O'Connor Drive
on Hot FM.